I'm Jimmy Murray, and this is the History Fact of the Day. Today's history lesson is on
Black Monday. Black Monday is the name commonly attached to the global, sudden, severe, and largely unexpected stock market crash on October 19th, 1987. Although I don't think any stock market crash or growth should be expected. Isn't that called trade fraud? Anyway, on this day in history, that happened, and that was, what, 43 years ago? 33 years ago, thank God. I'm getting older. In Australia and New Zealand, the day is also referred to as Black Tuesday because of time zone differences from the United States. All of the 23 major world markets experienced a sharp decline in October 1987. When measured in United States dollars, 8 markets declined by 20 to 29%. That's not dollars at all, that's percentages. Okay, 3 by 30 to 39%. Malaysia, Mexico, and New Zealand, I see what they were getting at earlier, and 3 by more than 40%, Hong Kong, Australia, and Singapore. The least affected was Austria, a fall of 11.4%, whoopee, while the most affected was Hong Kong, with a drop of 45.8%, that's almost half its stock market. Out of 23 major industrial countries, 19 had a decline greater than 20%. Worldwide losses were estimated at $1.7 trillion. There we go. The severity of the crash sparked fears of an extended economic instability event or even a reprise of the Great Depression. The degree to which the stock market crashes spread to the wider economy, called the real economy, and was directly related to the monetary policy each nation pursued in response. The central banks of the United States, West Germany, and Japan, also Germany was split apart at this point in time, so it's West and East Germany. So West Germany, Japan, and the United States provided market liquidity to prevent debt defaults among financial institutions, and the impact on the real economy was relatively limited and short-lived. So I think we call that a V-shaped recovery. I want to say the 1987 market crash was a V-shaped recovery, so it sharply dropped and it went back up. And if you look at that on a graph, it looks like the letter V. However, refusal to loosen monetary policy by the Reserve Bank of New Zealand had sharply negative and relatively long-term consequences for both financial markets and the real economy in New Zealand. But it led to them desperately needing Lord of the Rings to be filmed there, so I find this a positive. The crash of 1987 also altered implied volatility patterns that arise in pricing financial options. This was supposed to be for kids. What is all these big words for? Equity options traded in American markets did not show a volatility smile before the crash, but began showing one afterwards. Okay, so volatility is when the market doesn't really know what it's doing, so you want like a good slow growth. And a good downward trend as well. You want it to slowly go up like a hill and then go down like a valley. Like you would fill it up with like a lake or a pond, right? So it should show up really smoothly. So volatility means it's jumping up and down. I don't know if you've ever seen an EKG, kids, but just a bunch of back and forths going up and down over a line. And I'm sure I'm not helping anybody, but if my metaphors worked, please let me know. I make them up just in time for you guys, so let me know how I did, and keep listening to History Fun Facts.
I'm Jimmy Murray. Thanks for listening to History Facts on the Kid Friendly Network. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. Executive producer, Chris Kremitzos.